I'm Scott Mudge, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Pain and heartache are a very real part of being a human. The loss of a parent, a grandparent, a friend, or even a child, perhaps a loss of a job, a close friendship, or the end of a marriage. In the book of James, they're called trials, and we should consider it all joy. But do we respond with joy? Do you curse God for things that go wrong? Do you think God is punishing you and that He's not pleased with you? Perhaps you have an unforgiven sin in your life. There are many examples of these kinds of things in Scripture. But let's look at another possibility, one that we find in the Old Testament book of Job. Have you considered my servant Job? That is a familiar phrase in the book of Job, chapter 1. Job is considered a man who is blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil. Job was so concerned about his relationship with God that he would get up each morning and offer sacrifices and prayers for his children in the case that somehow they sinned the day before. And yet Job faced heartache and pain beyond what many of us ever will, all because of a conversation between God and Satan. It is strange to think about God and Satan talking to each other in the heavenly realm, but it is recorded for us in Job chapter 1, verses 7 through 12. The Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about the earth and walking around on it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." Then Satan answered the Lord, "Did Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a fence around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But reach out with your hand now and touch all that he has. He will certainly curse you to his face." The Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is now in your power, only do not reach out and put your hand upon him." Now Job has no idea about the deal struck between God and Satan. All that he sees is the chaos and heartache that breaks out all around him. But bigger things are at stake here. Activity in the heavenly realm has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. Our lives here on earth are only for a very short period of time. Even so, we play a very small role in the saga taking place in the heavens. Scripture tells us that we are being watched by a cloud of witnesses, as stated in Hebrews chapter 12. Do you act like you're being watched? Do you believe your actions affect the heavenly realm? In 1647, the churches of England, Scotland, and Ireland desired unity of ministry. They came together, and the first topic they discussed was, "What is the chief aim of man? What do we believe is the point of our existence?" They came up with the following statement: "The chief aim of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever." What happens when we give glory to God despite the pain and heartache that's happening to us? How do we affect things? Our aim here on earth is to bring glory to God. This is what we should be striving for, and as we do so, our worship has an effect. Certainly those around us here on earth can see our reaction in difficult times, and that can have an impact. But what about heaven? Job's faithful actions toward the trials in his life affected things in the heavenly realm. Job chapter 1, verses 20 through 22 say, "Job got up, tore his robe, and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground and worshipped. He said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.'" Despite all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. If you read on in the book of Job, Satan continues to torment him. You hear a lot of noise as things get worse for Job, from his friends, his wife, and those that gather around. Even Job has a moment of giving up. It is so hard for us to see beyond our hardships and how we feel in the moment of suffering. But we need to fix our eyes on the big picture. There's a battle going on, and we have a role to bring glory to God. We have a chance to shine for God and give Him all the glory. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.